From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is moving ahead with sanctions on Libya, where more people are reported dead from a crackdown on anti-government protesters in Tripoli. Spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. is finalizing the sanctions process today.
The United States is involved in ongoing negotiations today at the UNSC, the UN Security Council, on a resolution that could include a weapons embargo, individual sanctions against key Libyan officials, and an asset freeze.
U.S. Embassy operations in Libya are suspended. Meanwhile, a ferry that departed Tripoli earlier today after delay because of rough seas is pulling into a port in Malta. The vessel is carrying some 300 people, more than half of whom are Americans escaping the unrest. More Americans and other foreigners are also on a U.S. chartered flight that also left Tripoli today. As foreigners scramble to get out of Libya, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi addressed supporters in Tripoli's central square, calling on them to fight anyone, including foreign powers, whom he says are attempting to topple his regime.
We will defeat any foreign attempt, as we defeated the former Italian imperialism.
Gaddafi is heard through an interpreter on Al Jazeera English. In eastern Libya, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro says people are celebrating the control of the city of Benghazi by the opposition.
There are thousands of people that have converged here, first to pray and then to protest. This is, of course, the Muslim holy day. And the message, they say, here is to Muammar Gaddafi, who is still clinging to power in the west of the country. All of the east is pretty much under the control of the protesters. There is a real feeling of solidarity here. They don't want this country to be split. They want a unified Libya, free and democratic.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in eastern Libya. Jordan is reporting massive protests. Police estimate today's pro-democracy demonstration drew thousands of people, the largest turnout in 8 weeks. From Amman, Dale Gavlak reports security forces were out in large numbers in an attempt to avoid a repeat of last week's violent confrontations.
Calling for lower prices and changes to the constitution which give King Abdullah absolute say, ordinary Jordanians such as the unemployed Amr Wara have joined the activists.
The authorities of the king himself, now they have been changed a lot, say 180 degrees. So we are coming peacefully just to ask for these changes. We want our rights. That's all.
Inspired by Tunisia and Egypt, Jordanians are asking to be able to elect their prime minister and cabinet officials and enjoy greater political say. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Angry protests today over deepening poverty in Iraq are claiming more lives. At least 14 people have been killed and dozens injured in fighting between demonstrators and security forces across Iraq. You're listening to NPR News. The sharp jump in the cost of petroleum is triggering emergency measures in Spain. The Spanish government says it will lower speed limits and cut train ticket prices. The deputy prime minister says there is no threat to Spain's energy supply, but the country is anticipating higher energy costs as a result of the unrest in Libya. The temporary measures are expected to take effect March 7th. In an unusual open letter posted on its website, Chinese telecom equipment maker Huawei is inviting a U.S. investigation. From Shanghai, NPR's Rob Gifford reports a company wants to dispel what it says is a mistaken fear that it's a threat to American national security.
Huawei Technologies last week announced that it was giving up its attempted purchase of American computer company Three Leaf Systems after it failed to win approval from a U.S. security panel. That failure has prompted Huawei Deputy Chairman Ken Hu to write the open letter. In it, he rejects what he calls untrue allegations that Huawei has ties to China's military, receives improper Chinese government financial support, or is a threat to American national security. Huawei Technologies is one of the world's largest makers of network switching gear and reported sales of $28 billion last year, but it has struggled to gain a foothold in the U.S. market. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Still seeing gains in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow was up 66 points, more than half a percent at 12,134 and trading of just over 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up 40 at 2,778 and the S&P 500 up 13 at 1,319. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.